This is seafood clear with clear Tai Chi, and talking to you all today on a group meeting with several of the regional organizers. And today with us is Harry Legg up in New Jersey and New York, next to New York City. Harry.
Oh, thank you. Hi, Sifu.
And Greg Nolmeyer up in near Ann Arbor, Michigan.
Yep. Hey, guys.
And Matt Holker for here in Maryville, Tennessee, outside of Knoxville.
Hello, everybody.
Yeah. So today what we're going to talk about is reflections on the healing workshop. I taught one last weekend. We also did the Parkinson's last weekend. And for the 3-day, we have people who come that it's their first time ever doing this. And it's a healing workshop where you're learning how to, without touching the other person, to scan and feel the energy, and then to buy how it feels to you and how you interpret that. And what we found is there's a consistency. If something like arthritis is going on and you've trained the method, even for the 3 days or usually by the end of the first day, second day, it feels pretty much the same. So that everybody in the room, if we said find the arthritis on somebody as opposed to other things, and a person's got multiple problems, everybody could come up and go, that one, that's arthritis, because it feels reasonably the same to everybody. So there's a consistency to it. When people first come in, one of the first things they have to learn to do is to make sure that their energy is connected to good qigong and that kind of thing, and then how to feel the field itself and the energy itself, and then how to properly feel that energy to interpret it. This means this and this means that, and that's learning it step by step, and then learning how to get more fluid with that, and then more complete and more complex with that, learning how to catalog different kinds of feelings and sensations. And there's as many different ones as there are stuff that a person can have wrong with them. And understanding what they are, and then knowing how to make adjustments and the energy, if it's that. If it's something like a broken bone sticking out, of course, you're not trying to energy heal that right now. You're going to the emergency room, that kind of thing. But if it's anything that's in the field that easily can be adjusted inside, the specialty at the higher end of it being cancer, the people that I learned from in China, that was what they did. And so then when people come the first time, it's mostly learning and kind of getting immersed in that, feeling that. And then when people come back for subsequent visits, anywhere from a lot of my senior guys have come a dozen times or more, what happens is your ability to pick up that sensation gets better. You're able to work with a lot less information from further away, a lot faster, a lot more thorough, a lot more able to get a result, usually quite a bit faster, and or more completely, and that kind of thing. And then there's other effects that happen when people come longer term. Usually by the time people have attended about 10 of these, right up around that number, they start being able to actually, if they have, a lot of times people will see energy, or at least the first time, sometimes the first workshop, usually workshop 2, 3, 4, they'll at least start seeing some of it. You know, like seeing the aura, the energy field on the person, this kind of thing. By the time people hit 10, they actually can do it and actually with their mind focus and do the work on the other person, and they don't have to extend a hand anymore to do that work. That's been the norm, pretty much everybody coming through, that's been the experience. What everybody experiences is, of course, a bit individual. All right, so last weekend we held the 3-day Qigong Fa Gong healing workshop. And so let's start with, what number of times was this for you, for each of you guys?
It was time number 8 for me.
Number 8.
It was number 4 for me.
Number 4. And Matt? Okay, he's trying to fix it. It's apparently a problem. He'll come back. Oh, there he is.
It was number 9 for me.
Number 9. Yeah, by the way, great skills at the Qigong Fa Gong do not translate to computer skills. I know. Okay. All right. So what new things did you get out of, learn, or experience for time number 8? What really changed or increased or improved, or what interesting thing, new thing helpful thing for healing, whatever. What happened this time for you different, more, whatever it is, than, you know, than before, or that just added to before?
Well, this was a fairly big breakthrough for me in this eighth time through. Something that I witnessed several years ago and knew existed, but didn't understand at all, finally clicked. Several years ago, it was a very quick story. I was in your school for some other training, and if you haven't been to Sifu's local school in Maryville, it's a very long and narrow school. So Sifu's at one far end, and a student walks in at the front door and bows. And Sifu says from way across the school up, "Hey, what's wrong with your shoulder?" And the student's like, "Oh man, yeah, I heard it," or whatever. He goes, "You want me to fix that for you?" And from across the school, Sifu just, from my perspective, just looks at it, and goes, "All right, how's that?" And the student's like, "Wow, thank you, Sifu." Mind blown way back then. And I did not understand that at all, even though I had maybe one time through the Fagong training at that point. So this time, I've been able to see energy in general for a while, but to be able to recognize it where someone is having an issue, and then
the discernment, not just seeing the energy, but actually being able to see stuff in the field and where it's different, where there's breaks, or where there's something that's substantively different. Yeah, go ahead.
Yes. So there were two quick instances when you told me to walk around the room and just observe people and not do anything because other people were working on them. I looked at one individual and saw a bunch of energy that just did not look right around the person's stomach. And so I walked up to the person and said, "Hey, do you have a digestive issue?" And he said, "Oh my gosh, yes." I'm like, validation, wow. And then there was another person I walked by and I saw a somewhat similar energy pattern, but off the person's lower back. And so I said the same thing to him. I said, "Do you have some lower back pain?" He goes, "I sure do." I'm like, okay. So then I walk over to another one of your senior students who was walking around as well. And I said, "All right, this is really interesting. I've just had these two experiences. I'm dying to try to be able to use my mind now to mess with it and try to fix it." But Sifu said, "Don't, because other people are working on them." He goes, "That's okay. You can work on my shoulder." And I did see the energy signature off of his shoulder where he had a problem. Because of other e-skill training I have from you, it made a lot of sense to me how to put my mind in that energy and manipulate it. And I start doing that. And Steve was the student. He starts moving around. And I'm like, "What's going on there?" He goes, "I feel you removing this from me, and it's loosening me up, and I'm moving, and it feels good." And so that was my first experience using my mind to manipulate it. And then you let me work on your back. And then you could feel immediately when I connected to an area, and then you would tell me, you're on it, but you're not quite connected, or yeah, that's it, that feels good, keep doing that. And what an amazing experience to be able to take it to that level. And obviously I can't wait to continue to get better and better at it.
Cool. Greg?
Similar, I did much more with my mind this time. I think almost all of it. And that was really interesting. For me, what I see energetically and what I know get combined. My seeing is not maybe the light show that I might like, but my knowing is, you know, pretty good.
Getting
with
better.
That.
Yeah.
So it was similar to Harry. It's like, oh, well, I have some not kind of maybe skill, but I have some functional skill with this. And that's nice, you know. So the things that stand out to me, you know, I know you always ask the question, like, what's the thing that stood out? It's like greater sensitivity, greater, you know. And yes, there's a technique or something that turned me on to that, but it's usually I'm just really hungry for the, I can feel more, I can, you know, work better. And in fact, even working push hands with Jared, just focusing a little more on E for kind of the stuff that he was working with to try to get around his shoulders, like there's some interesting stuff going on.
Cool. Matt? He's got that mute on again, and we don't see a picture now. Oh, there's a picture.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Am I on?
Yeah.
Okay, good. The I got I have been able to see and manipulate the energy for kind of a while, but I got extra sort of validation on that and sort of tune-ups on that throughout the workshop. And I was monitoring a lot of people where I was sensing what they were sensing and trying to, to read the energy field from a distance without interfering, and doing things that kind of took my skill up a notch too. And then I also got a bunch of extra sort of juice out of my Tai Chi from something that clicked from the workshop. And so, you know, a lot of times the healing workshop, and the Tai Chi level one and the push hands, they all kind of go together. And sometimes you'll get something in one of them that's really sort of more of a hookup on the other things, but it's because they all sort of dovetail like that. And so that happened to me for my Tai Chi and for my form.
Cool. Yeah. It's kind of like what Harry was talking about. In order to be able to get that, to get in there and get that sense on the shoulder, part of the reason he had the sense of that and all that is because of the amount of internal push hands work that he's done. So he's used to being in there with contact. So it was like, oh, it actually feels pretty much the same. It's at a different level, but the sensations and the things that you're getting from it, from like the push hands level one in this case, and in the Tai Chi level one, there really is that overlap. So, yeah. And then when you're having sensitivity issues, when you're doing like for the push hands, the Fa Gong, Qi Gong helps with that a lot too. And so then it all brings up the level. So cool. What do you think that the new folks got the most out of from this particular workshop, and not so much as opposed to others, but you know, you guys got to work with a lot of the people and see what they were doing. What did you get an impression of? And each time you teach, even though it's really out of the, I'm teaching it right out of the book I wrote for it. It is, you know, a little bit different every time. And we had when you add up everybody that was there studying this time, it was like 23 people in the workshop. And so what do you think that the new folks got the most out of in this workshop?
Well, I know this, I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
I know my student, Laura, got increased sensitivity in feeling other people, but also in feeling inside of herself, and also how to deal with issues inside herself. So yeah. One of the things that happened to her was she got lightheaded. Right on the spot, you were able to teach her how to fix that. And she did.
That's right. Because one of the connections was a little funky and she had kind of switched it out for what it should be. And so I was able to talk her through fixing that. And then once she did, she was good. I recall what you're talking about. Yes.
Yeah. Cool. And then in the overall sensitivity, it will help her with her push hands and just an increased understanding of things in general that relate to everything that you're teaching. It all ties together, which is the beauty of it. Whether it's doing Tai Chi form, whether it's push hands, or whether it's doing the Fa Gong healing modality, it all blends together. And she got that a whole lot more.
Cool. Now she's a Western medical doctor in a certain field of medicine. And so obviously normally she would be kind of predispositioned to go, I'm not so sure I believe that this is real, but she gets those benefits and got those benefits from it. Was that a surprise? Would you say that was a surprise to her, or because of working with you, it was expected? What was her, where was she at before versus kind of what happened there?
Well, she's a psychologist. So, there's science to that, of course, but it's not quite the same as, the surgeon. She has been very open to this sort of stuff. She's been with me for around about 3 years or so now. So, and I've talked about this and I've actually worked on her as well, doing the Fa Gong stuff whenever she's had an issue. Also, Paul Shansky, one of our other instructors and whatnot, has sat down beside her because she would get migraines and he could connect his mind to hers and help relieve the migraine. Mm-hmm. So she has been dying to take this training. And
because she's had enough exposure. Yeah,
exactly.
To, what would you say when she first experienced any of this, what was her first response to it, you know, when she started studying with you and realized this was first found out this was a thing? How would you say she responded to it at that time? Because she is like a PhD level, right?
Yeah, she's a psychologist.
So. Yeah, so that, like I said, that is a medical, there's a lot of medical in that degree. They can do the pharmacology and all that stuff. And And they're not just like a social worker slash therapist. It's they've got some real science in their profession at that point. Anyways, go ahead.
She wanted more. Give me more. Give me more.
So it was just that straight out of the gate. It wasn't.
Yeah,
like,
she wasn't like, a difficult one to convince, as some are.
Yeah,
she was all about it.
So. Okay, and I know if they've done, I want to say, I can't think of which psychologist it is, but there's at least one of the psychologists, you know, because they study different ones where energy, at least in a certain kind of way, is a part of what they're thinking about and doing, and knowing that that has influence on the body. For whatever factors, whether it be coming from that pharmacological, you know, the chemicals in the body side, and then that influences your overall body energy and flow, or if it's because your psychological, like your emotional states, cause certain aspects of things physiologically to change, and so it's they may be slightly more predisposed to get, hey, there is a thing here, than people in other kinds of professions, especially. Cut and solve doctors, but anyways.
True. Well, what the ironic thing is, Paul, one of our other instructors, he's a scientist. He's Mr. Water Treatment and Chemicals, and he's incredibly skeptical. And so I was
incredibly skeptical. Was,
yes, yes, yes. I always joke with him when he tells me about pulling out headaches from people and stuff. I'm like, really, Paul? Really?
How you doing that?
Yeah.
What's that about? Maybe you're just kind of turning funny. We're making fun because when he first studied for the first year, anytime anything like this came up, he was like, yeah, right. It's because you kind of turned your body a certain way, and it's really that. And
yeah,
and it was all kinds of fun. So,
yeah.
And we didn't do anything particularly to try to convince him. We just said, keep coming. Keep seeing what you're seeing there. And if he had a question that I could reasonably go, oh, there is an answer here, and it's this. But if it was something where it was like, you're wondering if I'm turning this way or that way, as opposed to the energy's really going on, feel it for yourself. You tell me. And then that became him getting fairly, over years now, getting pretty deep into it. So, yeah.
And now, a word from our sponsor.
Parkinson's disease is a devastating chronic condition that affects millions of people worldwide. While there is no cure, many patients have noticed short and long-term benefits from practicing Tai Chi. Scientific studies continue to show that Tai Chi is one of the best practices to reduce the effects of Parkinson's disease. Using the best modern understanding we have of the disease and advanced knowledge of Tai Chi, I created a program that goes far beyond what has been done in the past. This course uses internal power principles and your mind, used in very specific ways, to address the specific needs of Parkinson's patients. The results are absolutely incredible, with many people seeing noticeable improvement in the very first session. This program is available at cleartaichiforparkinsons.com. That's cleartaichiforparkinsons.com.
Okay. Greg?
Yeah, for the people that I was working with, like both Alex and Lisa a little bit, I can remember being next to Alex and he's like, damn, you're bright. You know, so he had been the kind of staring off into the distance and looking at stuff, you know, out of the corner of his eye. And it was like, it was a real thing. Like, oh, I saw something. And now that had just gotten more tangible. And I think for both of them, a lot of it was, oh, you know, I felt some of this stuff and it's been kind of interesting. And there's a little bit of a sensitivity to it. So now there's something like, no, this is tangible and I can actually build it.
Yeah, and work with it and all that stuff. Yeah, cool.
So,
yeah, Matt.
I was walking around the room working with people, and so none of them are like my students in that way. So I don't have like a pre-existing relationship with the kind of the new people that were there. But I did sort of notice that a number of the new people this time around had at least been exposed to our stuff before. And I thought it was interesting that they had a lot of the same kinds of, you know, beginner issues and self-doubt and just all the same kinds of things, even though they've been doing the Tai Chi and the push hands for like a year. But because they hadn't seen this yet, And they had seen it done. They knew that it existed, but they hadn't really, done it themselves yet. And so they had all of the same kinds of issues that people who have not done the Tai Chi and have not done the push hands, typically have. And I just thought that was kind of interesting. But then I also think that they gave themselves, because of the training that they had, they gave themselves an advantage where they got over those hurdles quicker and earlier. And so we had, this was the biggest one that I've participated in. I don't know if it's the biggest one that we ever did, but it's the biggest one I've been.
It's not the largest one I've taught. It's close. Like the same size. So normally I've got somewhere right around 10 to 8 to 14, 15, 16 people. That seems to be the norm. And this was a good 35% bigger than that, so in terms of people. So yeah, so it was a little different, and I had to teach ever so slightly different. A lot of times we'll get into discussion and stuff, and obviously if it's a smaller group, I can do that where it's less people interjecting new things, and so we can take a little time with that. And with this being the 20 people, I knew if we got into the right discussion, next thing we know, I would be like, okay, we didn't get done with the material. So there were definitely times in this program where I had to go, okay, I'm hitting this thing and we're moving right along because that way I want to make sure we get done on time and everybody gets to practice and all that stuff. So, okay.
But it went very smooth and people got the skills and really like that, everybody in the room was blown away by the end of it, including the old hands. We all got new stuff too, and so it went really well that way. But for in terms of the beginners, I was really impressed with those two things, really just the fact that they still had the same issues even though they'd been doing the other stuff, but that the training really did seem to make a difference in terms of their ability to kind of get over those issues and how quickly they were able to adjust and adapt and all that.
Cool. Okay. What do you think they got? What do you think they liked the most out of it? Just across the board. What one thing or small group of things that could be in a category do you think they got or saw or got to experience that was the most that they like the best or that thing? And I know for different people, that's going to be different things. And so I'm asking you a pretty wide open general question here.
Yeah. I'm probably adding a little something from my own experience into this. I'm coloring this from my perspective, but what I always think is the coolest is when the sensations that you're getting are validated by other people who, didn't know what your particular sensations were, and they come over and feel it and they have the same or almost exactly the same sensations, that's a connect the dots kind of moment for people. And that happened around the room a lot.
Yeah. It lets if three people who weren't there when you're feeling it come up independently and they each, oh, there's something here and it's the same thing you found, then it becomes, okay, everybody's finding the same thing in the same place and it feels the same way. And it starts letting you really understand that it's not some kind of woo, that it's okay. There really is something there and that it can be worked with like this. And so I see why that validation like that is good for people. Cause obviously in our society, it's very common for people to go, oh, this is, this is some kind of hocus pocus BS. And so it really conveys to them very quickly, no, there's a reality here. I don't know if it's their first time. I don't necessarily know what that is yet, but it's being validated. So that's cool. Yeah. I'm with you on that.
And even if they were open to the idea that it's, when you're feeling subtle sensations like that, there's still a like, well, am I really feeling that? Or is this just in my head? And then when other people come around and feel the same thing, it's like, no, I really got that. That's a pretty cool moment.
I think Daniel. I think Daniel's joined us. Hey, Daniel. Sorry about that. So we're talking about the 3-day healing workshop from last weekend, and I'll run the questions back past you real quick, and then we'll pick it back up where we left off. What number of times was this for you? How many times have you been?
It was my fifth time with the regular Fagong, and then we also did that one.
One that was like a like a review. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So, and then plus I did the DVDs before I became your student.
Okay. And then what new thing did you get out of it, learn or experience this time?
I mean, everything, even from we did the first opening exercises, everything was so much stronger. And then even we talked about in the Taurus, we talked about the opening in the Taurus.
Yeah, he's talking about an energy cycle in the body. So just so that you know.
Yeah, and so I saw, it was pretty cool because as I was sitting there and we were listening and you were talking through things, I found a way to connect, make some of the upper connections, but make it bigger, which mean I got a lot more.
Hi, Jen.
Because of that.
Hi, Jim.
Hey, hello. I'm sorry, I'm late.
That's all right. So I'll run you through the same thing we do once we get done with Daniel there. Daniel, by the way, is down in Paisley, Florida, near DeLand, and Jim is in Boca Raton. So, okay, so, all right, and then what do you think that you had a couple new folks with you and that kind of a thing. What would you say the thing that they got from it? What did they get the most out of, or what really stood out to them the most, or that kind of thing?
Well, for Brooke, who came, she actually fixed a lot of her structural errors.
So she practices Tai Chi. She's been working on structure, has a lot of errors in it, and doing the healing workshop helped her fix the structural errors in the other parts of her Tai Chi. Okay.
Yeah, and I think it was just because as we were dealing with energy work and getting energy to flow down and up and out and things, the natural byproduct was being she had to have better structure for her to do that. Some of the things that I had tried to work on with her, I don't know, probably 8 months now, but in 3 days they were fixed, and I was like, well, that's cool. So, for Karis, my wife, the Parkinson thing I think helped her the most with some of the E exercises. And then Taylor and Jason just got just a huge boost in not only their ability to perceive for the healing stuff, but also just motivation for training. They've both been telling me, hey, I've been doing the Qigong every day. And it just kind of gave them a push to train a little harder. So that's nice.
So healthier for them and healthier for anybody else that they're working with or teaching or that kind of thing. So, yeah, all good
stuff. For sure.
What do you think they liked the most out of it?
Probably the community. I mean, we have a pretty good group here. And then meeting, I think there's like however many people there were at the thing, but having a group of people that were all learning Tai Chi and learning these different things and excited about it and just seeing other people from different backgrounds and schools and things that are working on the same kind of stuff and just being together doing the Qigong was pretty amazing. So,
yes, cool. What new skill? Well, I don't know if I didn't ask you guys that. Jim, I was actually running through the same process, but it occurred to me you weren't at the one this last weekend. So so we'll pick it up with you from where we're at here in a moment. Okay, so what new skill would you say that the people that were, each one of you had people that are students and stuff that came, what new skill would you say they mostly acquired that stands out to you in any way or that they commented on, remarked on, that kind of thing? Harry, we'll start with you on that.
I'm sorry.
The skill of the actual Fagong healing technique. I know Laura was thrilled to finally have that. It's been done on her. She's felt it. I've talked about it. And to finally be at the beginnings of having that.
Fagong is very similar, although there are differences or nuanced differences in how you practice, just like there's a difference between Tai Chi styles, Chen style versus Yang style, or from different, there's a lot of different kind of cars on the road. They're all cars, but there's a lot of different kinds. And so Fagong is a big category. And the type of Fagong that most people who, if they're deep into the internal martial arts, have heard about is the Shaolin medical Qigong, but where you're not touching, that kind of thing. And it's taught in the acupuncture schools in China, and the One Finger Zen and some other kinds of things like that. Anyways, those are all Fagong, which is a mission work kind of methods. And so the one that I've got comes from three different lineages, and then it's very personalized, in this case to me, the one that I've got there, and then there's nuances and things. And I do try to share enough of that in the curriculum so that people can specialize in the manner, you know, in their technique and manner, and find out what's really going to work best for them and right for them, which can change over time, that kind of thing. But there is a very specific method to it all, and like that. Greg, same question. What new skill would you say they mostly acquired? And I'm thinking Lisa here, probably, if you guys
talk about it. For Lisa, it was mostly confidence. You know, she would be somebody that was quick to question what she was feeling and then shut down the feeling. And she was able to stay a little bit more in, oh no, I'm feeling this long enough to actually accomplish some work. So cool. For her, that was probably most of it.
Yeah. Yep. Okay. Daniel?
I think some of the working on yourself healing modalities that we used. Obviously, the method is working on other people, no touch, but some of the ones that you can sit and kind of help your own state and your own tensions and aches and all these different things. I think it was pretty cool because now they're like, hey, I can actually work on some of my own issues just by sitting and doing the method on myself. So
yeah, so cool. Some of the personal healing effects. Yeah, I get why that would be. Yep. And Matt?
All right. Well, yeah, I did, you know, I don't have any, you know, students of my own there, because I am one of your students, Sifu, but.
Well, Alex was there. That was, somebody that you teach semi-regularly.
Yeah, that's true.
And
yeah, that's true.
A couple of the other people in the room that you normally work with. So.
Yeah. Yeah. There were a bunch of people there that I do normally work with. And Alex is actually, I taught him, you know, all through his level one and helped him a lot with his push hands level one. So I can actually speak to him, and he is another one of those like Western medically trained guys. He's like a physical therapist by trade, but a highly specialized, very well educated one.
Does he have an associate's or a bachelor's or a master's?
He has a PhD.
He has a PhD in it.
Yeah. He was talking about defending his dissertation. Yes, he is absolutely a very highly skilled and, you know, but like I said, Western medical science and the ligaments and the anatomy and that.
Gotcha.
And so, you know, for him to even be interested in this was something that like he had to see kind of a lot for him to really want to, you know,
And it was his first time, so he's looking at it like, yeah, right, man.
Right. He got a bunch of skill out of it and was feeling, you know, stuff and was really, really excited about the feelings that he was getting and was actually able to pick up, you know, he had pretty good discernment for his first time. He was able to get a number of really nice kind of qualities out of the sensation, not just, there's something there. So that was cool. And then, yeah. And he felt something on, I think it was Logan. But he felt something on someone, and had me, you know, scan over it and verify for him. I was like, yeah, that's what I got. That's what I got. So, so that was cool.
Cool. Yeah. What would you say? And then Jim, you've had people who've come over the years. So some of the same questions to you.
I can speak most knowledgeably on my own experience, I guess. It's taking the Fa Gong has really opened up a whole new facet of the Tai Chi and the energy, and you know, it's gotten to the point where, you know, like Matt mentioned, you know, I can feel things within people, and you know, I have been able to help a couple of people with, with the chronic issues, like a little bit of back pain or leg pains. And, I've also gone over some of the techniques for the, self-healing in class. And I've had students come back to me and say, oh my God, you know, my neck has been bothering me for years. And, you know, just by doing the exercises and, you know, doing the self-healing of Fa Gong, you know, the chronic condition is gone. So,
cool.
It is an amazing thing to experience and to learn and to share.
For the students that you've had that have come, and I know it's been several, would you say there's anything specifically that they really, really liked about it, or what new skill, what addition to their skill did they really, have they really kind of commented or said that they got out of it?
Well, you know, at the very, very least, I mean, they walk away feeling more of the energy in their own Tai Chi, which is, you know, as much as you try to explain to people and to make them aware of the energy, you know, it amazed me that the Fa Gong class is the thing that, you know, particularly, you know, to bring to mind, you know, with Elaine, she was somebody that was going through a lot of the physical exercise in her Tai Chi, and, you know, and then to walk away with the, you know, being able to feel my energy or her own energy, you know, that was a milestone for her.
Putting the chi in the Tai Chi. Okay.
Yeah.
And now a word from our sponsor.
For more on the healing power of breath, go to breathhealing.com. Children have an endless supply of energy and vitality. Most adults can access that youthful energy once they know how. Breathhealing.com has methods for self-healing with breath, increasing vitality, lowering blood pressure, and even breathing for longevity. You already breathe all day, every day. Make the most of it. Go to breathhealing.com.